Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, Around the Home. Today, we're going to take a look at your windows and your window treatments. And joining me is Carl Sly, president of Creative Windows. Your company has been around for how many years now, Carl?
This coming January will make its 40th year.
Wow, congratulations. How did it begin for you?
I was working for a company that was primarily in the wallpaper business in the Detroit area and saw an opportunity with shades and blinds and opened up a very small store on Washtenaw in the corner of Platt where we were for about 5 or 6 years, and then we moved over to our location at 2216 South Industrial and have been there since.
And still family-owned today. Lot to be said for that. You've worked with a lot of customers who keep coming back because of that, right?
Absolutely. It's wonderful to see somebody that, you know, I haven't seen for 8 or 9 years come back in again, or their children coming in with them. We love that connection.
Well, you have many different products and services at Creative Windows, and I wanted to talk particularly with the hot summer months about what people can do to stop the heat and maybe actually get some residual effect from solar. So what do you have in those kinds of products for our windows?
Well, we manufacture in our South Industrial shop a product called Open Light, which is a roller shade. And it is available in literally thousands of fabrics, some of them that are sheer, that are 3% open, so you can see through them to some extent, but reflect back a lot of that hot sun in the summer, and you can mount them inside the house, and you can mount them outside the house, which is even more effective at controlling excessive solar gain because it stops what they call the greenhouse effect. You know, today's windows, they're so efficient that once the heat comes in, it's hard to kind of push it back out, and by putting the shade outside the house, it prevents that initial gain, as well as blackout shades for your bedroom and decorative shades for every room of the house.
Carl, how are you able to put a product like that outside of the house with all the elements, rain and such?
Well, it's a very specialized fabric that's designed specifically for exterior use. And the shade has a zipper, literally a zipper, on the side of it that travels in a track so that when it comes down, it fits very tightly on the window. And I live out on a lake, and we've had 45-mile-an-hour winds, and it has not yet damaged or blown the shade out of the tracks. And we face dead west, so we drop them every afternoon at this time of year.
So are you able to control them from inside the house, or you have to do it from outside?
We do it from inside the house, and they're motorized. And motorization is a big specialty for us. We do a lot of motorized shades that are operated with little handheld remotes or a voice control like Alexa that you just, you know, drop the shades. Motorization allows you to operate every shade in your bedroom at once from your bedside, which is really attractive. You wake up in the morning, the sun is out, you hit a little button on the handheld remote, and bang, they go up, and you're enjoying the sun. Let you sleep as long as you want.
And I like the kind of motorized that are hooked into your electrical system, so you don't have to worry about battery usage, correct?
Yes. Yes, and we do both ways, actually. The newer battery-operated shades have the batteries built into the tubular motor that we use. And the advantage of that is that shade will go up and down 200 or 300 times before you plug it in and recharge it. It's not a placing AA batteries or something. So you just plug it in. If you see it starting to move slow, you plug it in and leave it plugged in during the day or overnight, and it goes back to its original full functionality. It's pretty sweet.
Talking with Carl Sly, president of Creative Windows, and you can visit creativewindows.com. You do both residential, as we've been talking about here, but you also do commercial work, and you have designers on both teams, right?
We do. In the commercial side, we call them project managers, and they work with construction firms. Right now, we're finishing up the University of Michigan Ford Robotics Building, and that's a particularly interesting project because it has a totally automated shade system, and the shades are controlled based upon programming that the customer tells us they want, depending on the direction of the window and so forth. And it also has a monitor on the roof that monitors the exterior conditions. So if the shades on the south side are typically programmed to go down at, let's say, 11 o'clock when the sun starts to strike that side of the building, but it's a cloudy day, the shades will stay up. And then at 2 o'clock, the sun comes back out, shades will come down, and we talk about threshold, which is the amount of light that will fall on the floor of the room so that people can still use their computers effectively. And these are almost always the sheer style shades, so the people that are in the room still get some view out, but they're protected from that excessive gain that causes glare on the computer screen and so forth.
Boy, this has really gotten to be a technical endeavor, and how wonderful to be able to use that technology in such a great way, just to make life more comfortable and ease of use as well, Carl.
Oh, it is. And we did 3 floors over at the General Motors Tech Center in one of their very large buildings. And the floors that we did, each floor had 600 engineers on it. And they face east and west, building windows do. And so in the morning, the shades on the east come down, protect those engineers from that glare and excessive heat, go up around noon when the sun moves around to the other side of the building, and then the shades on the west side go down. And General Motors loved it because after the engineers got used to it, and they're very particular, nobody complains anymore, and nobody has to get up and adjust anything. They can just focus on their work.
Is that kind of technology available for your residential customers as well?
It is. And occasionally we do it. It's a little bit more expensive, of course, because we're actually putting a computer in the customer's home. But what a lot of our customers like is to be able to tie the shades into whatever smart home system that they might have in the house. And then they can control the shades the same way that they're controlling their music, their lighting, and any other systems that they have in the house, heat, cooling. They can tie it all together vis-a-vis that low-voltage automation system that creates a smart home.
Do you also do soft treatments like draperies as well as shades?
We do. We do a lot of drapery. And the market's always changing, particularly residentially. And now there's a movement back towards draperies. I think it's because so many people are cocooned in their home now, and they're looking at the walls and the windows, and saying, boy, that's really effective as far as controlling the heat or the light, but it's kind of hard-looking. And so they'll add drapery panels or valances or Roman-style shades. It's becoming a big part of the business again.
Wow, and a big part of the market you've had with Creative Windows as well. Carl Sly, founder of Creative Windows, located in their showroom on South Industrial Highway, which you recently remodeled, I recall, as well, Carl.
We did in 2017 and 2018. We completely remodeled the showroom. It's beautiful. It's very functional, which is what kind of led to the remodeling. And we certainly invite everyone to come in and see it and get an idea of the things that they can do with their home. You know, a lot of our customers are a little bit confused by window treatments because there's so many options. And so we invite people to come into the showroom, see what we've got, narrow down their selection, and then our residential design staff will come out to your house with samples and help you make the final selections. It works very well. It's worked very well for almost 40 years now.
Well, congratulations. Go to creativewindows.com for more information. Featured on our Around the Home segment today with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Creative Windows is a member of that. You can visit BraggAnnArbor.com for more information about its members as well. But again, creativewindows.com. Carl, so nice talking with you. Thank you so much. You've been in the business a very long time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.